Hola, talks. Abi Togun. Welcome back to Empire Lifestyle. Here we're talking about business, relationship, real estate, and marriage. Let's get going. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this particular episode here, we're doing a new series, and I want to see a lot of likes if you really, really enjoy this series. It's called The 7 Things I Learned From. So the first episode is actually a guy called Chris Rood. It's a guy that I first encountered on Grant Cardone's shows on the YouTube. But in recent times, I've also seen him on, particularly I've seen him on Steve's Real Estate Disruptors. So these are the 7 things that I've learned from him in listening to just the podcast. The podcast is called Real Estate Disruptors. You can go find it and listen to it. It's an hour long, but basically what I'm going to do with this series is that some of my favorite episodes of any shows anywhere, basically I'll bring out the main points and give it to you in very short bites. That way you can also, if you don't have time, you can also leverage it and you can learn from it. Okay, so the first thing I learned from Chris Rood is skills, system, and scale in that same order. So if you don't understand skills, you can't really understand how a system works. Okay, I personally believe that you can have skills and system together. Thank God for technology, because I have something of that same something that exactly does that, improves your skill, but it's also you can leverage your system. But basically, I agree completely that if you don't have a skill and a system, if you don't have skills and you don't have system, you can't scale. It's just hard. Not hard. It's impossible, basically, okay? Number two, leveraging partnerships. We talked about finding people to partner with so you can do bigger and bigger things, okay? That's not just real estate wholesaling. That's basically anything, business. Partnerships are basically the lifeblood of your business. At a particular point, at a particular level, you're gonna need to partner with other people to start really scaling big time. Personally, I always say that I've never closed any deals without some kind of form of partnerships. Okay, number three thing I learned from here is the $100,000 rule. Basically, what that means is that, you know, get your first $100,000 in cash in the bank before you start doing certain things. So, for example, I see a few people who say, "Hey, I don't know about this wholesale thing. I just want to, you know, buy and hold." Personally, I don't think you should be buying and holding until you have $100,000. Now, there's some exception to every rule. Just like this one, there's an exception to the rule, but I'm not going to get into the exceptions right now. But generally speaking, if you don't have $100,000 stashed away, you're probably going to struggle with buying and holding. Basically, you need to learn how to create income first, okay? And it makes your life easier. You don't have to look over your shoulder and looking at the rules and stuff like that. It's something I learned from him. I think he got it from Grant Cardone, but either way, it's a good thing to keep in mind. Get access to money. You need money. The same thing we just said, basically. It's the same thing we just said, but in a different way. You need money, because it's going to cost you money to market. If you don't get money, if you don't learn how to get money, you're going to be at the mercy of all of these other mini gurus trying to teach you to basically, you know, drive for dollars, knock on doors, and do some of this stuff that's basically will consume your time and increases your chance dramatically that you never make any money in this game. Okay, the fifth thing I learned from Chris Rood: offers based on motivation. Okay, so I disagree slightly with this one. He's saying he doesn't use the formula 70%, 65% of ARV. He offers based on motivation. But one of the things I like about podcast the Real Estate Disruptors podcast by Steve, one of the things that I like about it is that he asks the hard question. You're not just going to get away with throwing terms or cliches all over the place. So he offers based on motivation. That really doesn't make 100% sense. I get it that, you know, you kind of have to make an offer that depends on the motivation of the person, meaning you don't have to walk away when it doesn't fit a particular formula. But that's more an accurate thing to say, that hey, if it doesn't fit my formula, you still need a formula for a guide, as a guide, especially if you're getting started when you don't really know the game. You still need some kind of formula. You can choose to go with 65% of ARV or 70% of ARV. That way, when you're breaking the rule, you know the rule that you're breaking. One of the most dangerous things you can do in life is to be breaking rules that you don't really know that you're breaking the rule. You need to learn the rule first before you can be trying to break it. So the idea of just offering based on motivation is only applicable to people that have been in the business and understand the game. Only then can you say, hey, let me break the rule, right? All right, so keep that in mind. The other thing, the sixth thing that I learned from him is called listening to get the motivation. This is in everything in life, not just real estate wholesaling, not just real estate in general, not just business, even in relationships. In order for you to understand how to get the most out of your relationships and your business, you need to learn how to listen. So when you're talking, if you talk and you learn how to build rapport with the seller, you will find out what the motivation is, but you have to learn how to read in between the lines, okay? But that's listening skills, okay? So I agree with that 100%. The seventh thing that I learned from Chris Rood is called is an art and a science. The business of real estate wholesaling is an art and a science. He did say it's an art, it's not a science. I disagree with that, okay? It's an art and a science, as well as it's a science. Like I was saying, you need to know the rules you want to break before you try to break them in order to make money in the business. So the science part of it is when you understand what the rules are. Yeah, 1010 rules based, right? But then once you understand that, then you will start learning the nuances and the innuendos and the in-betweens, and then you learn how you can bend the rule a little bit to accomplish to make to create results, you know. So I like to think of the business or business entrepreneurship in general as an art and a science, and not just an art. Yes, there's an art to it, and once you start learning and you stay around the game long enough, you start learning that. But in the beginning, you need to understand the science of how things work before you can go harder. Now there are eight more things that I learned from him. So I know I did say seven things I learned, but you know, every now and then expect that I will have some bonus things that I learned from him. So those are the seven first things that I learned in the podcast. I thought it was a great podcast. I disagree with quite a few things. I agree with most of it. But just the stuff I disagree with are not necessarily, it's just a matter of opinion. It's just a matter of how I think, my perspective to things, you know. So just keep that in mind. So the eighth thing that I learned is spend money on personal development. Okay, that means skills as well too. To learn to improve your skills, you need to spend money on that. And anybody who tells you to spend to replace that by driving for dollars does not like you. Okay. Or maybe they don't have time for you. Let me say they don't have time for you, basically. When you say, hey, I don't have money to market, of course, some people are very quick to tell you, go knock on door and drive for dollars. Basically, they don't care about you, okay? They don't care for if you create success or not. Because these people are very aware that your chances of creating success with those strategies is slim to almost none. I said almost. So there's somebody who has made money with it, maybe even doing it personally, but that's closer to luck than it is to strategy, you know, something you can do over and over again. All right, the ninth thing is chasing motivation or having motivation chase you. He prefers having motivation chase him. I agree 100%, and that's why I said learn the skills of marketing so you can have motivation chasing after you as opposed to you chasing after motivation. That's something to think about, really. Number 10th thing, massive obnoxious communication. Massive obnoxious communication. That's something he says he's very good at and tries to get very good at it. It's the same thing for me. Communication, I call it communication 2.0, not just about talking, but also talking so you can listen, so you can learn the market, but more importantly, so you can have your brand all over the place. I think that's what he was talking about. I thought that was a great thought-provoking part of the conversation. Chasing, okay, we already talked about that. Number 11th thing I learned from Chris Rood, balancing health and wealth. You know, he agrees that you have to balance health and wealth. I agree 100%. You can't just say, hey, it's not about money, let me just focus on my health. You can't do the other way around either. It's not about health. I can just be fat and be getting money. It doesn't work that way. In order to enjoy life, you need a balance of all of this stuff. I agree 100% in balance. I agree that the sweet spot is always in between, either in wholesaling or any type of business. Okay? Number 12 thing I learned from him, he says sales skills is much more important than marketing. And I disagree with the stance on this. Maybe about 75% I disagree. I believe in in the fact that quantity is just as good as quality. Okay, quality is basically what you bring to the table when you have sales skills, but you're having a lot of people that you can close. Okay, that means you have traffic of people coming in that you can close. All right, or he's saying, hey, if it's only two people I have access to in a month, I can close them. I disagree. There's no such person in this world. I don't care how good of a salesperson they think they are. Okay, basically, you need both. Okay, why just focus on one? Why not learn marketing skills as well as some closing skills? That way, if you have a person that's interested in front of you, you can ask some quality questions and get them closed, and get them to make that decision, right? Number 13th thing that I learned from Chris Rood: can't afford $500 marketing. He basically doesn't want you to reach out to him for coaching if you can't afford $500 marketing. He said there's a ton of YouTube videos for out there, where there's about 600 plus on this channel alone. I agree with him on that. I think it's a waste of time of both you and I when you don't have any money and you are basically reaching out for coaching and mentorship. It's a waste of time. It's not. Both you and I cannot afford it, basically. It's just something we can't afford. It's that person's time, the mentorship, the time that you have to spend on that. It's not worth it. Now, there's some time that people can put system in place, like I've done, and you can pay a little bit cheaper than that. But expect that you have to kind of like have some expenses. That's just how you make money. That's how I make money. If you expect to get things for free, you're gonna attract that in your life. That's not what you're looking to do. You're looking to make money. So be respectful of people's time, be respectful of value by itself, and understand how value is. What can you bring to the table? Usually it starts with money. If you're asking for someone to mentor you, that's involving time, which is the most valuable asset in the world. So he says, if you can't afford $500 in marketing per month, don't even bother. And I kind of agree with that, or maybe 80%, 70%. I'm a guy that builds systems, so I kind of disagree with him slightly, but I agree with him to a large extent. Okay, number 14, work-life balance. He calls it bullshit. I disagree 100% with him. Again, it's one of those things where people are just having mouth diarrhea. I respect him. I really like the podcast, and I like his stance on things. But this is a mouth diarrhea, kind of like how Grant Cardone operates as well too. I think Gary Vaynerchuk kind of operate that way. Everyone needs some kind of structure, okay, before they can start breaking rules. It's the same thing with work-life balance. At some point, you should have some kind of balance there. You should have some kind of structure for your family, for yourself, if you want to build something. Yes, sometimes, like I was watching a video yesterday by what's his name, the guy that owns consulting.com. What's his name? I forgot his name now. But I was listening to him, and he mentioned that he had to throw some chaos so he can grow because he's too structured, and I agree with that. But let's just keep things in line. Let's not have too much mouth diarrhea here. We need work-life balance. Sometimes the reason why you need it is because you know you're not gonna have it. Okay? If you're not gonna have it, then you should strive to have it. Because if you don't have it, and I disagree that he doesn't have any kind of structure between his work and life balance. Everyone does. Some people are better than others. Some people look really chaotic, but the fact that he thinks is bullshit is bullshit. Okay, number 15. I disagree with this number 15 thing I learned from him that I'm not going to take to the bank is do the hard work. That's actually his last word. Do the hard stuff, guys. I disagree. Okay, we all, if there's one thing that we all know how to do, we know how to work hard, because we do it when we go to work for other people. Okay, for the most part, most people know how to work hard. What people don't know how to do, especially when it comes to Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want, please, if you don't mind, can you please rate and review this podcast? You can rate it on your favorite platform. It could be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, anywhere you're listening to this podcast. Please rate it and let everyone else know about it. As a free gift, I do have a free gift: two of my books, my two most recent books, smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go to go get this book. Let me repeat that: smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You can find my first book, which is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and my second book, which is Real Estate Money Secrets. You can go to www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's SMART realestatewholesaling.com, all one word. I'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.